I do want to get to this. Adrienne Alvarez is on the line. A story about her South Loop small business was out there. And I got to say, it was one of the sadder stories I've seen in all of this. And I want to talk to Adrienne and see what she's going through now. I heard a little bit about what you were going through before. Adrienne, thank you for calling on calling in to the program here on WGN.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing? Because the story I read is that your business was victimized by the looters, and they broke windows, and there was a chaotic scene, and then you and your husband went there, Orange Theory Fitness franchise, you and your husband went to that scene, and it got pretty ugly.
Yeah, it got pretty ugly. It got pretty ugly really fast. We definitely didn't even see it coming. Late Saturday night, we started getting tons of texts and emails and phone calls of the burglar alarm going off. And we immediately pulled up the video footage to see our Orange Theory or South Loop location, the glass just being blown out. It appeared to be being blown out, but we later found out that they were using just really large objects to try to shatter the glass to gain entry. And so we both looked at each other. We didn't know what to do. We felt absolutely helpless. And at the very least, we both just thought we need to get down there. We weren't necessarily going down there to try to, you know, protect the business. But we wanted to get down there and at least start to assess the damage and start the cleanup and try to get someone over there to board up the business. And we got down there, and I was inside cleaning, and my husband, Ralph, was outside cleaning as well. And we started to notice that looters, because I want to be clear, these were not protesters. These were cowards hiding behind a true cause. The looters started to try to gain access to the retail business next to us. And it started getting really a panic scene pretty quickly. And they quickly gained entrance to that building. And as soon as they did that, it just seems like hundreds of people were coming out of nowhere and just taking whatever they could get. And before you knew it, they were running away from the business with whatever items that they could get. And someone came and just out of nowhere attacked my husband and hit him in the head. I don't know how many times they hit him, but they hit him so hard that he was completely unconscious and laying on the ground.
Oh my God.
And I didn't see who it was. I obviously panicked. I rushed to him outside of the business and tried to wake him up. He would not wake up. He was just completely unconscious. And I went back into the store. I tried to dial 911 from the landline. I rang several times. No one ever picked up. I went back outside to check on him, and I dialed with my cell phone. When I went outside to dial with my cell phone, a woman came from behind me and struck me on the back twice with a crowbar. And she thankfully didn't hit me that hard. I think the crowbar weighed more than she did, quite honestly. And someone pulled her off of me, and she ran off. And we were finally able to get the ambulance and fire help there to assist him. And
Adrienne, was this Saturday night when it was the height of everything? It sounds
it was
like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And how is your husband doing? How are you doing?
So we're both really shaken up.
Yeah,
and I think he is more angry than shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
And he sustained an injury to the head, and he was brought to the trauma unit at Stroger, where he stayed for a few days. And I was able to bring him home last night. And the outpouring of calls and support regarding the situation and his condition has been so overwhelming, and we're so thankful for everyone's support. He is resting, and he will recover fully from this. I will make sure that that happens. We're just both pretty shaken up about it. It's kind of been just unbelievable situation that we never thought that we would find ourselves in.
Yeah, we would. And my heart breaks for you guys just going there to try to clean up the pieces of your broken business. And then that happens. It's just a horrible thing to think about. Adrian, are there ways we can help? Are there things we can do? Do you have a GoFundMe or something like that set up for it's Orange Theory Fitness in the South Loop, Orange Theory Fitness?
Yes, it's Orange Theory Fitness. We're actually a really large fitness presence in the Illinois area. We have over 50 plus locations. Each location is owned individually, but we've got a really, really strong fitness community. We don't have a GoFundMe page. Really what I want people to know is that, you know, this business will recover from this. However, I really want people to know that the majority of protesters are standing for a cause. They are against racial injustice. Mm-hmm. And these were not those people. These were thugs. These were people that were cowards. These were people that were opportunists. And they don't care about our community, and they don't care about our small businesses that support these communities. They just want an opportunity to steal, loot, and vandalize. They were not angry. They were having a good time. Yeah. But the people out there, 95% of the people that are standing strong for the injustices in this country and in the streets of Chicago are peaceful and they have a cause. These people that attacked us and looted many businesses out there, they don't stand for anything. And I really, more than anything, want people to know that. I want them to be able to look at the media and the stories and really be able to determine what is real and what is not.
Well, they knocked your husband unconscious. I mean, they're bad people. That should not happen.
They're bad people. They don't care about their lives, and they certainly didn't care about his.
Do you need help with cleanup? Do you need help with anything else that people could get in contact you, or how would they get in contact with you if someone hears this and they say, you know what, I want to get on board with Adrienne Alvarez and her husband, Ralph, and what you're about?
So I've got a really strong support in terms of cleanup. My landlord is absolutely fantastic. I have a strong team, and we're all cleaning. But if anyone would like to reach out to me for support, because maybe there are things that I haven't thought of during this conversation, mm-hmm. They can email me, and my email address is Ahearn, that's AHEARNE, at orangetheoryfitness.com.
Thank you, Adrian. I'm glad that Ralph is recovering, and I hope your business does
too.
Lots of people support you because you're on the right side of things here, and I'm sorry about what happened.
Thank you for giving me a voice to talk about this. I really appreciate it.